Marcus, let's get it out the way.
Uh-huh.
What's the message that you're delivering to the personnel people? What do you want them to understand about you?
You know, that I just learned from my mistakes. You know, I made some immature decisions at the University of Washington. You know, it hurt me truly, you know. So I just got to learn from my mistakes and I grow from them. You know, the coaches, they make that decision, you know. But, you know, I bring a shutdown mentality to the game. You know, I'm a ball hawk. You know, I'm a team player, you know.
You're going to be participating at the Washington Pro Day, is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's on April 2nd.
What went into reconciling yourself with the coaching staff?
You know, you recently went up there a couple of weeks ago and had a real good conversation with Coach Peterson. You know, we sat down and we talked about everything that happened. You know, I sincerely apologize to him again for what I put him and the team throughout the past through this year. But, you know, it was a good conversation, you know, and he welcomed me into the pro day.
Did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you?
You know, it was a mutual thing. I had to go up to Seattle to take care of a traffic violation, you know, and while I was up there, I just stopped by the school, you know, to say hello to the coaching staff and my teammates. False. Just miscommunication, you know, mostly on my behalf, you know. I didn't take the coaching transition too well.
Your teammates have really been raving about
you. Mm-hmm.
How's that feeling for you?
That's excellent. You know, I really think in my heart that I'm a real, real good teammate, you know. I'm a leader within me, just going out there and letting my show speak for everything. You know, I'm not so much vocal, you know, but on everything else, I just go out there and I bring everything to the table for my teammates. I'm doing it so we can all be successful with it.
You're training at EXO, Shelton, mm-hmm. Shaq, Brent Callaway.
Yeah.
You said that you're the first in, and you have no hesitation mm-hmm. asking them to push you more, give you different things
yeah.
that you might need. Can you talk about the comfort of being able to train with your teammates and some of the things that
EXO's
is doing?
Yeah, well, you know, it's an excellent thing for me to be able to be back with some of my teammates, especially Shaq and Danny. You know, we was one of the some of the top guys on defense, you know, and me and Danny came in together as freshmen, you know, so we talked about, we reminisce all the time about what has happened, you know, but it's just like they told me, you know, you was dearly missed by the team. You know, you made some mistakes, but, you know, just move on, bro.
How did you spend the time during the
I went back home and spent some time and enjoyed my family. You know, I during the season, I had a son, you know, so and I went back home and I just enjoyed my time with my son.
Marcus, what do teams want to know from
you about you? You know, everybody want to know the character, you know. Am I a hothead, you know, which is false, you know. I made some immature decisions, and I live from them, and I learn from them, you know, and I grow as a man. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You know, some of the younger guys on the team, they reached out, you know, they asked about some of the assignments, you know. You know, when I prided myself on to be able to know all the assignments in the back in the secondary when I was there at University of Washington, you know, and they just wanted to get some insights up.
Was that hard for you to do?
Not at all. You know, when someone needs help, you know, I'm always there to help.
Why do you think you should be the first corner taken, and what would that mean to you?
I don't make that decision, you know. But I'm going to go out there on Monday. You know, I'm going to give him my best foot. You know, and I let the coaches and the GMs make that decision. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta speak up and you gotta man up to what has happened. You know, you gotta take fully ownership for what has happened. You know, it was real. It was hard at first, you know, for me to go back because he's a high school coach at my high school, McClymers High School in Oakland. You know, I went back and I actually talked to my high school team, you know, explaining them what has happened, you know, because we have some guys that's going off to the college level next year. You know, just explain to them what has happened, you know, and I learned from it and I'm mature. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're very open. What's some of the mm-hmm. things that he said to you?
That's personal. You know, we keep them personal. That's someone that has mentored me throughout my whole life. I look up to him a lot. You know, he's a great open citizen. And, you know, that. But everything, every conversation that has happened between us stays personal.
How'd you meet him?
I've been knowing him my whole life. I watched him grow up playing Pop Warner football. I watched him in high school. I watched him through college. And I got a chance to go see, play in Washington, and he played in Seattle. So, yeah.
Mark, what kind of explanation do you give the teams? Like, how detailed are you? And what do you tell them as far as steps you've taken to avoid something like this happening before?
You know, like, I live and I learn from it, you know. It's going to be some things that isn't going to go right. You know, but I have went through one of the worst things that can happen to me in life. You know, I got kicked off of my team. I wasn't able to finish off my college career with my teammates. You know, and I own up to that and I man up to that and I just move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a whole lot. It humbled me a real lot. And what really has humbled me is me having a child. You know, me bringing a child into this world has really humbled me a lot because now I have to be able to provide for someone other than myself. You know, I have someone that's looking up to me a lot, you know, so I have to be 100% mature. Yeah. Carson Peters. Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on the exact miscommunication that happened at Washington?
Just miscommunications.
A lot of us, we can actually stay out difficulty.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. You know, it's the island. You got to protect your island. You know, you don't want nothing bad to come upon your island. You know, and I protect it dearly.
Just to kind of expand upon that.
Mm-hmm.
You're a physical guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of guys in the league that you know that receives the repetition of grabby, you know. But you just got to learn how to be physical and do it at the right time. You know, they give you a certain amount of yardage that you can be so physical with, and other than that, you just shadow and you play the ball.
Marcus, did you meet the Ravens? How did that
age go? I haven't met with anyone yet.
Are they on your list?
Yes, sir.
Marcus, for the coaches that might be hesitant to draft you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you guaranteeing that you've changed, that you can be a pro?
I don't guarantee anything. You know, everyone makes mistakes. You know, all I tell them that is that I have matured from the decisions I made in the past, and I'm moving forward.
Just physically as a player, what is the importance
of sensors to the team that you can be drafted on?
What techniques?
You know, everything. I'm trying to get better in my overall game within everything I bring to the table. That's your decision. I played for my dad 3 years in high school. Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the hardest things that you can do is play for your dad, you know, because he's not your dad on the field at that time. He's a coach. You know, he's teaching everyone on the field, all the rest of my teammates, you know, life lessons through that. And, you know, we're learning as football players.
Marcus, did you see counseling or
no, sir. I never feared I lost my chance, you know. It's a lot of people that go out, that make mistakes, you know. And, you know, I'm blessed to have a second chance, you know, with me to be able to be at the combine. And, you know, I go in these interviews and I go and I accept full responsibility for what has happened. And, you know, and I just take full ownership for it.
Marcus, what's Shaq Thompson's position?
I don't make that decision. That dude, he's an amazing football player, though. It wasn't a big difference, you know. It was just, it's different coaching styles within everything, you know, but not a big difference.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.